Wagyu and Wagyu cross cattle prices have been rising for around a month on Auctions Plus. That's the system that allows an open auction without cattle having to leave their paddock. It all occurs on the internet. Now on Friday, 300 Wagyu cross cattle were offered from three vendors, with steers twice reaching the $6 a kilo mark, including a consignment from Texas on the Queensland-New South Wales border that achieved 604 cents, and another lot from Drillam in southern Queensland hit the $6 a kilo mark too. Joe Mildren from Ray White Rural in Pittsworth says his clients, the Gray family, saw an article on the internet about Auctions Plus and decided it was the right time to sell.
The Gray family, Andrew and Kate from just north of Texas, have been breeding the Wagyu cross animal, as far as I understand, from 10 to 12 years. And the ones that went really well early were the younger steers, 9 to 11 months of age, mainly F1s and an odd F2. Weight range 223 to 260, average 243.5, and they came back at $1,470.
That's fantastic money in anyone's books. Were you surprised?
Yeah, I think, you know, we knew that they were going to sort of be in that $5.80 range, but, you know, where they were going to end up, it was very interesting watching the actual auction happened with all the bids coming in, and I was concerned for a while, but in the last little while of the auction, they just took off, and all the other cattle did too, yeah.
Joe Mildren, who's a livestock agent with Ray White Rural at Pittsworth in southern Queensland. Now, selling the Wagyu crossbred article online has increased competition, according to the CEO of Auctions Plus, Anna Speer. She says the reason the price has risen for the last 4 weeks is due to a number of factors.
Namely because Wagyus are traditionally sold direct, so they don't often get the competition of an auction system. So what we're seeing at the moment is a product that's traditionally sold direct coming into the open market, and with Auctions Plus accessing a national market, which is allowing all of the buyers to compete equitably across Australia. So I think that's really helped drive up the prices.
And this $604, is that an Australian record, do you believe?
I haven't heard otherwise as yet. I know that Beef Central have done some digging into that, but we will continue to sort of have a bit of a feel to see whether or not it is. But for a open auction system, I do believe that it is a record.
And certainly for commercial cattle?
Yes.
So do you think you'll see more Wagyu cattle online? I mean, obviously, since there were first reports that Wagyu cross cattle were doing well on Auctions Plus, you've seen more cattle come on to your medium. Will there be more? Have you had more inquiry?
So, yeah, we have had more inquiry. We've had more numbers of stock booked in. I think we're already sitting at 450 head for this Friday's sale, and that's with lines coming from Western Australia, Queensland and northern New South Wales, right down to southern New South Wales. We've got a few mixtures onto the system this week. So we've got some Shorthorn Wagyu cross, F2 to Purebreds, F1 Wagyus, and the Wagyu Angus crosses, which have been selling really well. So I would expect that this to continue. We've also had strong engagement from the Wagyu Society discussing around how Auctions Plus could potentially become the primary marketing channel for Wagyus because of this opportunity to access competition, but also be able to access all of the buyers. In the traditional sale yard system, sometimes you do miss out or run a bit of a risk selling the Wagyus through the sale yards because you don't have the opportunity to tap into all those buyers.
And they sometimes don't look the best, let's face it.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those people that maybe don't understand the value of the Wagyus, you do run the risk of possibly having them downgraded because they don't look as pretty as the nice fat Angus cattle next to them.
That's right. Now, we've been specifically talking about Wagyu. What about other breeds? Do you think they'll get on board?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this model to market is becoming more and more popular. We're seeing a lot of interest from other breed societies and other, I suppose, niche markets where they have traditionally been sold direct, such as Shorthorn, the Speckle Park already sell on Auctions Plus and get a premium for their product. So, yeah, I'd like to see a lot more of this coming through, and we'll be actively working with breed societies to help them access this model to market. But I suppose we already see it with the commercial stock coming through Auctions Plus as well. We tend to get a premium in our prices. We sit well above the ecky. And I would expect that that will continue to grow as well. I think our numbers for the year are up about 34% in cattle.
Anna Speer, can we just hone in on price for a second? You said the price you're achieving is at a premium to the ecky. How much more?
The last couple of weeks, our ecky-eligible cattle have tracked between 80 and 150 cents above the ecky. So that's been really interesting for us as well.